The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 5th of June. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin.
No lovely.
What?
No lovely, Jill Serkin.
All right, then, you're lovely.
I just love it when our guests are telling me that my earrings are in the wrong place.
Yeah, but they're halfway hanging down your hair.
Yeah.
Your dreadlocks have got all tangled up with your ethnic earrings.
Well, and it's the headphones, isn't it? See, they don't really make them headphones.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet, Paul Andrews. We haven't done much on Twitter. We've had a tweet from EBS_Butler School, and they say, "Hey, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, our next course commences on the 11th of June. It's the exclusive Butler School and the MSA 1 week private yacht chalet butler course. You can find it at exclusivebutlerschool.com/courses, and they say, where will your butler journey take you?" And we were talking earlier about butlers, so it's all fitted in nicely with Lawrence and Matt.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
I've had a tweet from Brian Downton on the Twitter. It's Downton and Alley, A-N-D-A-L-I,
Downton and Alley. Okay.
And he says, "Vanilla Web, would be great to have a shout out on the Business Bunker show. Less than 4 weeks into my Ironman triathlon and looking for donations and help with some events coming up. And that's Demelza Hospital and the Maypole Project, and TED Care for Kids are the things that he's doing it for. So do give Brian a follow, and you can find out how to help him with his triathlon fundraising." That's Downton and Alley is his Twitter handle, and his name's Brian Downton. Give him a follow.
There's a Printfest Sevenoaks thing coming up on the 23rd of May. It's till the 10th of June, so you've still got time. It's the Sevenoaks Kaleidoscope Gallery in Buckhurst Lane in Sevenoaks. The gallery is open on Thursdays at 9 to 8 and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday 9 till 6. And they say they're the original prints and demonstrations and workshops, and alongside artist talks. You can photocopy transfer workshop. There's a special workshop with Margaret Ashman, which is on Saturday, June the 9th. I don't know what photocopy transfer is. Tell me, someone.
I'm not entirely sure, but it's an art form, a print art form that they're kind of pioneering. So really what you need to do is go along and have a look, isn't it? And then you'll find out.
I would love to.
They do workshops on it.
There's also a kaleidoscope.
See, I think that's a bit of a teaser. Everybody's going, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
We'll go and find out.
Well, there's also a kaleidoscope gallery, Paul Andrews, and there's a dry point etching workshop with Bill Hall and Marilyn Kyle, and that's on Saturday, June the 2nd. So what I suggest is that you go on to Sevenoaks Kaleidoscope Gallery and the Printfest Sevenoaks, and it'll all be on channelradio.co.uk.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think you've got the email. There's an email about a lady called Nikki Ratcliffe.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to read that one. If you can read
Should
that.
Should I do it now?
Familiarise yourself with it while I'm doing this tweet.
It's a bit of a long one,
okay. And it's a bit of a tearjerker.
I better have some water.
Yeah. Storm Chasers Digital, again, have been on Storm Chasers Web. Hi, Paul, and the team at Business Bunker. Fab supporters of the Kent business community, thank you very much. Can we have another Business Bunker shout-out for the WordPress Academy, which is taking place on June the 12th at 6 to 8pm. It's totally free, it's fun, and there's tea and coffee and bickies. So you can book by going to this shortened link. I hate it when they shorten the links. Thank you, Twitter. So the best thing to do is to follow Storm Chasers Web again and find out when their next WordPress Academy is. It's in Chatham. It's on the second Tuesday of the month each month. As it's in Chatham, I'm assuming, because they're based there, it's at Dragon Co-working behind the St. George's Hotel there. And the next one is on June the 12th, so do check that out. Are you ready?
Yeah, Flutter Be Me Events have just put a picture of you in the ZC, Zoe Kens.
Oh, yeah.
So hello to
them. That was from ZC Live on Friday.
Yeah, that looks good.
It was a good
and
event.
And then Acacia Ideas, the lovely.
Yeah, that's
the
That's Monsieur Ranier.
Yes, Monsieur. Shall I say it in a French way?
Yeah.
He says,
François Ranier.
Haven't booked yet. You accelerate your.
I thought you were going to do it in French, mange too.
No, I am. I feel like that woman that used to be on Fawlty Towers. She said, "I want a Ricard, Mr. Fawlty." Do you remember? And she keeps banging at his door.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, "Go away, woman."
Yeah.
Sybil's there. You haven't watched that, I can tell from your.
No, I have. I was thinking more Hello, Hello.
Oh, Mr. Fawlty.
Yeah.
So they say, see how Akasia Ideas and Jarman Solicitors and Sleeping Giant Media can help you take your business to the next level. So it's Growth Booster and Biz in Maidstone. And that is just trying to get up the little poster there. It's going to take forever. You carry on.
Okay, well, I've got a tweet while you're getting that poster up. It's from Athelbray.
Okay.
And they say, Vanilla Webb and Jill Serkin, could you do a shout out for the Kent Volunteers for Volunteers Week 2018? So many we know doing a variety of great works for fabulous causes and all making such a difference to some wonderful organisations. Big thanks to everybody that volunteers to get involved with stuff. Absolutely. It's one of the great things about the Kent small business community. There are loads and loads of people that do loads and loads of things that help the community. And we should all be very proud of the things that they do. And volunteering to help with these things is really good stuff. It's like Lawrence was talking about earlier about team building and resilience and all the rest of it. Volunteering to help with things is, you know, similar kind of things.
Yeah.
Getting you involved in stuff that you wouldn't normally be involved in.
And you always get things back when you volunteer.
Yeah,
I
you
think.
Do.
The volunteer person gets just as much as the people that they're volunteering for.
Yeah, and if you want to dig it, have you found what you were looking
for? Yeah, I'm just about to tell you. Do you want me to tell you now?
Yeah, go on.
So the Accelerate Your Growth is the 27th of September, so it's a diary date, in Maidstone, and it's 2 o'clock to 4:30, and it's at the Business Terrace, King Street in Maidstone. And so that looks really, really good. And hello to Renoir.
François Renier.
François, yeah. You know what I mean.
Something, I do.
Something French.
Thank you, Rennie.
Yeah. Don't walk away, Rene.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got the Nikki's
I have.
Thing to read out?
Have you read out Brian Downton's?
I have. Why don't you read out the email I've given you about Nikki?
It looks like a weepy.
Yeah.
So she says, Nikki says, hello, my name is Nikki. I'm a mum to a beautiful 2-year-old called Ivy and married to a wonderful man called Mike. It's hard to know where to start my story, she says. In 2005, I was involved in the 7/7 bombings and my life was shaken up like never before. I suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, but I got through it by discovering walking with a walking group. I also went on to meet the love of my life through this group and we got married and had a child. Life was good. Just a year after I had my daughter, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. 6 months after that, I was told it had spread to my liver. This was a lot to cope with, but things were about to get much worse. A few months after starting my treatment, I collapsed and lost the use of my legs, hands and feet. I also lost my voice, says Nikki, and found it difficult to swallow. I managed to fight back after 5 months, but it was heartbreaking as my little girl didn't recognise her mummy and she woke up 3 or 4 times a night and she was so hurt and didn't understand what happened to her lovely, caring, funny mummy. I don't think I can put into words how hard this was. Unfortunately, after a few months of feeling better, the symptoms have come back and are getting worse. The NHS has given me various tests but are unable to offer me anything in the way of my neurological issues. They just offer me antidepressants. After doing lots of research, I've found the Holistic Bio Spa, and it's based in a beautiful part of Mexico. I would be receiving 6 hours of treatment a day, and Mike and Ivy can come with me. Mike is 100% behind me. Unfortunately, my insurance company would not pay out, so we just haven't got the money. I'm appealing to anyone out there who knows how much you love your family and you just want to take care of them. I will do anything to not let that chance be taken away from me. Ivy deserves a happy, normal life and I'm determined to give it to her. Please can you help? Any donation, big or small, will make a difference. And the website for Nikki's plea is www.gofundme.com/help-Nikki, NICKY, -save-her-life. And all details of that will go on channelradio.co.uk.
Absolutely. There's also a Twitter handle you can follow, Nikki, which is virtually the letter U and the number one, virtually U1. So do try and help.
Another incidence of where the normal health system doesn't or fails to help, mm-hmm. and you have to go and look for your own alternative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a tweet in response to the tweet about volunteers from Tracy Ferguson, who also says, thank you to all organisations and charities who support their volunteers. I know that I have grown personally as a result of volunteering with and supporting the Prince's Trust in Chatham and also Street Soccer CIC and our families on the Doorstep Project in Sittingbourne. So she says, big thank you from the other side of the coin. As a volunteer, what she's got back out of volunteering is really great. And while we're on a roll with this, Four Roles, Four Goals have said, hi, Vanilla Web, can you let all the brilliant Kent businesses know that Four Roles, Four Goals has been offered a special rate for first aid work training. So that's training first aid at work. There's a 3-day accredited course and it's only £75 plus VAT per person. And if you want to find out more about it, you can email Four Roles, Four Goals. That's the number four roles, R-O-L-E-S, four goals, number four goals at gmail.com.
And Telcare, the lovely Telcare, she says, have a fab show, Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin, B Bunker. Slip in a little gilet mention for old time's sake.
We haven't talked about gilets for ages, have we?
But having to say that, when I landed last night, I did think it was a bit grim, the weather. I don't know. It is June, so it is gilet weather. And the wind was howling.
Absolutely.
In fact, my new husband put the heating on. He put the heating on last night, the scandal,
really?
Yeah. I told him not to, but he did, he insisted. Mm. There's another one we've had, New Appointments Group, NAG. A big shout out, please, to all the hard-working recruiters at New Appointments Group in Sandwich and Sittingbourne, placing people, whatever the weather. Love that. And Jane Ollis, hello to her. She says, doesn't get better than this, interest-free innovation loan. So find out more, pre-applications due are June the 25th.
Cool. I've had a tweet from the Street Soccer Group, Street Soccer CIC, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. On your fantastic show today, could you please tell all the brilliant Kent business leaders, managers, decision makers about our Street Soccer sleep out at Gillingham Football Club on Saturday the 30th of June? You can sign up for free by going to... I've got a URL at last. That hasn't been shortened. streetsoccersleepout.org.uk. streetsoccersleepout.org.uk. It's a sleep out taking place at the Priestfield Stadium from 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 30th of June, till 7 a.m. on Sunday, the 1st of July. It's for one night. You would give up the luxury of your bed and swap it for a sleeping bag in order to raise money for helping homeless young people. So do support that, please. And apparently, Keith, who runs Street Soccer, has dragged me into a TV programme in which I've got to display my football skills.
Well, you're a really good footballer.
I was 100 years ago.
Do you remember when we did that launch for Hilda Marie Smith?
Yeah, in Faversham.
And I could not get you off out of the pitch.
That's
I kept
true.
Saying, there's dinner, and normally when there's food, you're there.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's two bourbon biscuits, Amanda. I mean, yeah. You know. But I couldn't get you off the pitch.
That's true.
I've got lots of pictures of you, actually. I'll have to dig them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the one I sent of you?
Yeah.
See, that was that day.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, no, I remember it. I also played in a football tournament in Sevenoaks, but I'm now far too old.
You are also a jive specialist, aren't you?
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, you can
come
do
on.
Anything.
We've got to do a couple more, and then I want to talk to our next guest, because he's much more interesting than you.
And Voo Servers, hello to them. They're sort of new to me. They say, are you listening to Business Bunker Radio, where our technical director, Parkinson Matt, or Matt Parkinson, is currently being interviewed by Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin. So hello, Voo Servers. I'm going to follow you immediately.
Absolutely. So, and I'm going to do one last tweet, and then we're going to talk to Matt.
Yeah. I'm dying to talk to Matt.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
You've been all over him. Terry Botfield, TD Botty, one of the better Twitter handles. TD Botty on the Twitter. Have a great show, Paul. Marsh Breakfast Networking is 7:45 a.m. on Thursday the 14th of June at the Ship in Dymchurch. You can enjoy a full English breakfast and relaxed professional business networking. Book at botfieldassociates.co.uk. That's Botfield, B-O-T-F-I-E-L-D, botfieldassociates.co.uk. I quite often go to those and they're really good. I go to their coffee mornings and their evening ones. They're brilliant.
I would go for the English breakfast. That was what I would go for. I wouldn't go for the afternoon coffee and biscuits. I would go for the full English breakfast.
Would you?
Wouldn't you, Matt?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's a morning coffee and biscuits, not afternoon.
When's
it's
the breakfast one?
The breakfast ones are at 7:45, and the morning ones are at 10 o'clock. I normally go to the morning ones because I'm up round about 10 o'clock. I'm not normally up at 7:45.
Well, you used to go in your dressing gown to the Little Silver Hotel.
Yeah, I did. I used to pop across the road to the Wealden Business Group because it was all of 5 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't get dressed. I went in my PJs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you've got a silk kimono, so that's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Is that done now?
Yeah.
TD Botty, give him a follow on the Twitter. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Matt Parkinson of Vinters IT and VU Servers.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I need to tell you this first because I said this earlier and you kind of looked at me with a forlorn look and think, oh my God, what's he going to talk about? I kind of guessing why you called your company Vinters IT, but let me tell you why it gives me a tick. Yeah, because Vinters was the school I went to.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. And where Matt is based is actually Vinters Park, except the school isn't called Vinters anymore. It was such a good school. This is going to go right over everybody's head. It's an old joke. It was such a good school. It was approved. And I got completely blank looks from the younger members of the audience who haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. But when we were young, an approved school was a correctional institution.
Yeah, exactly. Young offenders.
It was young offenders, yeah. And that was a technical name for it, was an approved school. But Vinters, which is now called something like the Happy Valley Community College or something like that.
Happy Valley.
Or is that a Chinese restaurant? I did get confused at my age. No, it's the Valley Community School these days, isn't it? Which is next door to where you are. But when I was there, it was Vinters Boys. So what made you call it Vinters, Matt?
The parent company we had was called VU Servers, and we wanted to stick with the V at the start of it. So we were kind of trying to come up with loads of names, and then kind of after about half an hour, we kind of thought, well, where are we?
Yeah.
And we're in Vinters Business Park.
Yeah.
And Vinters Park. So we looked around, the domains were all available, so we went with Vinters.
Because being serious for a moment, that is a problem when you're trying to start a company now. You've got to find all the URLs. You've got to have access to all the social media, Twitter handles and everything, haven't you? Otherwise, you start from the back foot.
Yeah, so there were a few people that had the domains registered already, but they weren't actually using them for any websites.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, so we registered them and had to go through quite a lot of negotiation to get some of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the first part of business every time.
It's really funny. My Twitter handle is VanillaWeb, and I don't entirely remember why yet, but I think when I started it, I was about to launch a company called VanillaWeb Internet. So I registered it as VanillaWeb, and then I got 20,000 followers on it. So I kind of kept it. And about 6 months ago, a company called Vanilla Internet contacted me from France and said, you need to give up that address and give it to us. Why? And they went, well, because our company's called Vanilla Web Internet. Where are you? In France. And how many followers have you got? 4. And when did you start? A week ago. No, get lost. So that was the end of that. So I kept it. Okay, so I'm not sure which one you want to talk about first, Matt, but we'll dive into this. So I'll tell you what, the best way to start is why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Tell us a bit about Matt. And your background, because you've done some interesting things as well. Before you got into this geeky stuff, you were involved with cruise ships, I believe.
Well, he was geeky on the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah, but he was geeky on the waves, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm your traditional geek. like my cars, like music, that kind of thing. But, I started out really... first thing I can remember is probably when I was about 11 years old, and I was selling old papers at the end of the end of the driveway.
Right.
I then went on to kind of run game servers with friends. So right. Before the
so you've always had a bit of an entrepreneurial bent.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Selling old papers.
Yeah. So I was only 11 at the
time. Fish and chips.
No.
Do you want to buy yesterday's paper? The news is still quite relevant.
Yeah, but that pretty much was what it was. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just, I was grounded at the time. That's the only time I've ever been grounded. And I decided to make best of my time by selling papers at the end of the driveway.
Are we allowed to ask why you were grounded?
I stayed out far too late with a friend, basically. We were up a tree and couldn't get down.
I like it.
So I went on from that to do game servers with a friend who lived just down the road. That was, I think, when I was about 13. he was moving on to kind of university, that kind of thing. So we sold up and made, that was the kind of first time we really made some money. And that's where I kind of got hooked into things. So I started Voo Service, which is the parent company of Vinters, just before my 16th birthday. So I did that alongside sixth form. Did that to the end of sixth form. It's really just a hobby at the time.
Right.
And then I kind of went on to work for a company in London. So we did IT consultancy and IT support, but a lot of the time I spent was supporting cruise ships. So I traveled around the world doing that. Went to places like Ushuaia in southern Argentina, Buenos Aires, Oman, Mumbai, pretty much everywhere.
Incredible.
And kind of got to see some stuff, but not as much as I would have liked to. But even now, I get to travel quite a lot. So I always try to build in a couple of days to actually take in some sights at the same time.
And so, now you've met Lawrence.
Yeah.
So you're going to be talking to Lawrence.
Yeah. To hopefully catch up after.
So let's take a step back, because not everybody kind of understands this.
Yeah.
You kind of launched initially Voo Servers as a bit of a geeky hobby. Sorry to keep calling you a geek. I know you don't like it, but we're on a theme now. So you launched Voo Servers as a bit of a hobby. Just explain to the non-technical amongst us what Voo Servers is and does.
So it's primarily a cloud provider. So we provide IT infrastructure. So that might be servers, it'll be networking equipment.
Yeah.
And that'll be anything from actually installing it in a company's office. So server that people might just have in the corner.
Like an email server or something like that.
Exactly, and that's moving on more a bit now towards cloud infrastructure. So we have our primary data center in Maidstone, where we run a lot of services, and we kind of try and keep on the track that you can actually know where your data is and come and touch it, whereas there's a lot of things like AWS from Amazon and Microsoft Azure now, which do similar products to like what we do. But really, we're kind of driving much more towards like the data security and data ownership aspects.
So are you providing web hosting services and those kind of things?
We do web hosting a little bit, but more on kind of more enterprise websites. So it'd be large websites with several million hits a month that we're kind of doing across multiple servers. And sometimes as well, we load balance them between the UK, Frankfurt, and sometimes New York and Seattle as well, which are our four locations. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that was your first technical venture, was Voo Servers. But you were working for an IT consultancy, partly on enjoying yourself, floating around the world, quite literally. So where did the crossover come? What happened? You didn't get grounded again, did you? He wasn't fired again, was he?
So I was travelling to Chiswick from Raynham every day. So I was doing 2 hours each way. Kind of got a bit fed up of travelling. Yeah. So
Chiswick isn't the easiest place to get to in London either, is it?
No, an hour up to Victoria and then about 40 minutes outside. But then they changed the timetable while I was there, which made my journey even worse. So,
right.
So I did that for a couple of years, learnt the ropes, got a bit more of a business head on myself and decided that better time than ever was no responsibilities and give it a go on my own.
Right, okay. And you were living in Raynham in Kent at the time?
Yes.
Okay, so you decided to base the business locally, obviously.
Yeah, I was pretty much out of my bedroom to start off with. So,
right, okay.
So, and then we gradually expanded and took an office at the Maidstone TV Studios about 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
So we've been expanding there ever since and just about to move into a new office there as well. So.
And you were telling me you've been knocking walls down and all kinds of things.
Yeah, so we started off in I think it was about 100 square foot, which was an old dressing room from the TV studios. And then we took two more of them. They knocked through the walls. We then ran out of walls to knock through. So we moved upstairs, took another wall out, and we're kind of filled.
I bet they love you. They go, oh, here they go again. Bought his hammer.
RSJ, another one.
Yeah. Well, luckily, the first few they did for me. The last one, I kind of did some of the adaptations myself over the Christmas period. So,
right.
Was that, a Christmas pudding that blew up?
No, it was just... had the circular saw cutting the wall out basically. So get my hand stuck in even now. Yeah,
absolutely. So okay, so presumably by the fact that you've been expanding your offices and all the space of it, your company's growing and going from strength to strength, and then you've decided to launch Vinters IT Tell us the thinking there, when you did it, why you did it, and what you're aiming to achieve with it.
Yeah. So over the last few years, we've really kind of pushed more and more into to managed services. So people who are coming to us, asking us to do provide the infrastructure and also support the infrastructure as well, as well as kind of monitoring it 24 hours a day. So we were doing that kind of thing more and more. So we actually decided to spin it out into a separate brand. So the Vinta side of things is much more of a kind of an enterprise brand. And we're kind of really talking more towards companies, anywhere from kind of 20 people up to about 1,000 is the largest at the moment.
Right.
But we not only do their IT support, we do their actual infrastructure as well.
Right.
So, for example, one of them's a careers website. So they people are basically job searching, basically, and submitting CVs. We do another one, which is like similar to Auto Trader, but for planes. So we've
for worked, planes.
Yeah, yeah. So do private jets.
You fancy buying a Cessna? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we've done it. So that kind of thing, really. And then really just your day-to-day email systems, file storage, that kind of thing.
Sorry about it. There's a gap in the market there. We could do We Buy Any Plane, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone thought of that. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so, whole wide range of things. We're only pretty much, if it's IT, we're pretty much involved in it. And it's really kind of, it's a lot more interesting than just kind of ring up someone for IT support and deliver that remotely. But some of the projects that we've worked on, and me in particular individually over the years, have been kind of really outside the box, things you wouldn't expect. So
give me an example.
So probably the most odd one, I'd say, is a gold mine in Africa. So that was at the previous company I worked for. But we did, we basically overhauled their IT infrastructure, and that was in Mali.
That was a real nugget of a job, wasn't it?
Oh, lovely.
A bit safer at the time. But even now, we deal with every day is different, and that's what I like about it more than anything.
When you talk about IT infrastructure, how do you see that? A lot of our listeners are running small businesses and they're hoping to get bigger. And they may not relate to entirely what you mean by IT infrastructure. I mean, everybody knows what you mean by IT and servers and stuff like that. But what are the actual physical things that you're doing, or non-physical things that you're doing?
So it's primarily servers and networking.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to make sure is that we're delivering infrastructure which is available 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So we put a lot of time into monitoring that infrastructure, and we have a team devoted just to developing, monitoring, and keeping an eye on that infrastructure 24 hours a day. So most businesses now are working remotely, just they're working from different locations, they're working longer hours. And really what we're trying to do is make sure that not only is their infrastructure available for whenever they need it, but that we're also actually delivering them more value by making them more efficient at working as well.
Okay. So basically, you've got a reasonable-sized company that maybe has two or three locations, and they've got servers in those different locations, and you're tying them together in a network of what, virtual circuits and VPNs, or how does it work?
Yeah, so some of it will be delivering connectivity between their different offices. Mm. Some of it will be moving it into one of our data centres. So we have one in Maidstone, which is our headquarter one. And that'll be just kind of moving it into the data center alone gives you a lot kind of more reliable infrastructure.
Yep.
So you've got the right power setup, you've got the right air conditioning setup.
Yeah.
And also actually when you start to weigh up all the underlying costs from your office, so things like air conditioning, power, and you actually add those all into the equation, it quite often actually becomes a lot cheaper to move it into the proper environment and have it managed by us as well.
So you've got a proper data center environment, you've got presumably UPS, uninterruptible power supply, you've got air conditioning, you've got all the things that you would to run a decent data center that a lot of offices don't actually have.
Yeah, pretty much. And we take that one step further as well by having multiple data centers, and we have them joined together by our own kind of private connectivity as well.
Yeah.
So we can actually move workloads and infrastructure from one site to another to actually deliver even more kind of reliability.
Cool. So how long have you been going as a business now?
13 years now.
13? He doesn't look old enough, does he?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
13 years. And what? How many people have you got? What kind of size are you? Give us a feel for that.
So we've got 11 at the moment in Maidstone, and then we have a subcontracted team in New York as well who do all of our East Coast operations.
Okay. So what happens in New York? What are you doing?
So we have another data center presence out there, along with our Seattle one on the West Coast.
Right.
So really, we have a few clients in, based actually in New York as well, but really it was a launch pad for clients we have in the UK. Right. So a lot of them now are starting to go out into the US. So right. we're actually delivering the same services for them in the US now.
Okay. So you, a lot of your client base are reasonably substantial companies, like, as you say, enterprise level companies.
Yeah, we deal with kind of quite a wide variety, really. It can be something as small as kind of 20 people. It can be multinationals. We've worked with a few PLCs over the time, delivering all kinds of projects, really. Sometimes it will be just ad hoc projects. Sometimes it will be kind of ongoing and monthly based service for them.
Right. Okay. And just to be geeky for a moment, on your servers, what kind of environment are you running? Are you running Linux or...
So we run Linux and Microsoft. So I'm a big Microsoft guy myself.
Are you?
I go to their conferences every year, and I've always pushed Microsoft. But I'm also I know a lot of Linux myself as well.
I'll tell you a very quick funny story. I use Macs now. I've worked in IT 47 years. I used to be head of infrastructure for Goldman Sachs. I've worked in IT 47 years. I've got my office in Maidstone. I don't go there very often. Last Friday, I popped into the office. I've got a PC on the desk and I wanted to print off some documents. Could I print? I sat down and my PC was updating itself to Windows 10, which I hate with a vengeance. It'd be Windows 7 for years. And it had updated itself to Windows 10. And I tried to print off 12 documents. Could I print it? Could I, hell? No, I could not. It was driving me nuts. I'm just having a rant about it. You can ignore me, Matt. I'm just having a rant about
printers
it.
Printers are, really. Yeah. Whenever I go to...
My Mac's fine. On my phone. I can print it off my phone. Yeah. I've got AirPort. I just go bang and it prints it.
Yeah.
Windows 10, I'm going, print, nothing. Print, nothing. Print, nothing. Print, nothing. I call Mike, my technical guy, one of my technical guys. I go, it's not printing. And he's going, no, you're putting it in a PDF on your desktop. I'm like, no, it says print. He said, yes, but if you look at a drop-down menu, it says print to PDF. Why would you print it to a PDF? You print it to a printer, stupid system.
I know.
At least they put the start menu back.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll agree to differ on that. You can like your Windows. I'm a Mac man myself. When did you launch Vinters IT?
So about 6 months ago. Okay. So it's fairly new.
It's fairly new, yeah, good.
But it's kind of, we've been doing it for the managed services and the enterprise kind of thing for at least a few years. But
yeah.
It's just always been hidden.
You've kind of formalised it and taken it in a direction. No, I get that. I get that. So it's your company, and do you have business partners in the company?
No, it's solely
just
owned
you?
By myself.
Just you? Yeah. You're the main man. He's the boss. That's good. I like that. So where do you see it going? Do you have a strategic plan, or are you kind of going and seeing where things take you?
I'm one of these people that's kind of, a lot of it's in my head, and a lot of it changes quite quickly. So
I love that. I love that. I, as you probably know, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I have 10 businesses, and people go, "What's your plan?" I go, "I don't know. I'll do whatever I fancy when I see it. You know, just it takes my fancy, and I go, I'll do that. And if it doesn't work, I'll stop doing it. And if it works okay, I'll carry on."
Yeah. So pretty much a similar kind of path. I think.
Yeah.
So
why not?
We have a software development company. I've just started spinning out.
Right.
Looking at property development, so
as you do,
just all kind of things, really.
Yeah,
And kind of, I'm also trying to concentrate a bit more on delivering things back as well. So we try to do recycle a lot of like IT hardware, so charity projects, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
And also just trying to inspire other people to start their businesses from a young age as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, that I had no pressures to make money quickly. I had no one relying on me, no wife, no kids. No rents
dogs,
or anything
cats.
To pay. Yeah, so it's perfect time to launch
absolutely.
Businesses. And I think
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And more and more people are thinking in those terms as well now, because technology has facilitated the ability to do things that you couldn't do back in the day quite so easily.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a discussion the other day is it easier to launch a business now than 20 years ago?
Mm.
And I think now is definitely the case, because you can launch it from a bedroom.
Absolutely,
and easy access to a market just by social media and online advertising.
You can launch a business today and be global tomorrow.
Yeah,
and that's something a friend of mine, Mark Goldfinch, is just putting together a business idea to talk about encouraging more businesses, small businesses, to export overseas.
Oh, yeah.
But even the word export freaks people out. Mm. But basically, it just means flogging whatever you do to someone that isn't in the UK.
Yeah.
And as the vast majority of us, actually over 82%, work in service businesses, it really isn't a big deal. You know, a lot of people get really freaked out about, you know, well, am I going to have bills are laid in and customs checks and all this nonsense that everybody goes on about. But of course, most businesses don't because it's just digital. Yeah.
But we've worked quite a lot as well with the Department of Trade and Industry and the support that they offer.
They're fantastic, aren't they? Yeah, they do a lot of work. They've changed their name again, haven't they? They're always changing their name. As soon as I get used to what they're called, they change their name again. Yeah. But what used to be the DTI Southeast, who have a whole team about helping you gear up for export, have been fantastic. You're absolutely right, Matt. That's great stuff. So we look forward to watching you closely and what you get up to next and the kind of things you're doing next, Matt. And we wish you much success. Another local business growing and growing and growing. And I agree with you totally. You know, starting your own business is a fabulous thing to do and it's really fulfilling. It's hard work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you can spend lots of time without any money. But hopefully, if you get it right, you kind of pay yourself eventually. In all kinds of ways, not least of which the satisfaction of having created something. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
If
people want to find out about either VOO servers or Vinters IT or both of it or all of it, what's the best way to do it?
So mainly the website, so we've got vinters.com and then vooservers.com as well.
Fantastic. Check both those out. They're on the Biz Radio website. They'll stay on the Biz Radio website forever under the show, number 380. So click on Matt's name and it will take you to those sites. And there's links to both the servers and Vinters IT. Matt, thank you so much for that. Really fascinating to talk to you. We love entrepreneurs on this show. And we love your entrepreneurial spirit. And all I can recommend is, have you got children now?
One due on the 28th of June.
Okay.
Any minute now.
Yeah, we had a scan this morning. So.
Did you?
Wow.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a boy. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
You found out.
Yeah. Have you got a name yet?
We have, but we're keeping it.
You're not telling me.
We'll start with V, I think.
Vivian.
Other end of the alphabet.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's sweet. Cool. Well, many congratulations to you and your partner. And I hope a little Parkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets grounded.
Fairly
early on and flog some old blogs or something.
Yeah.
It'll be by then, won't it? Yeah. No, cool. Matt, thank you so much
for
that. And do let us know when baby arrives.
Yes,
we'd be fascinated. Talking of which, I'm about to become a granddad as of.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was the official day.
I was going to ask you how it's going.
Yep. Well, yesterday
any
was.
Any minute now.
Yesterday was the official day. Hasn't happened yet. Well, I haven't looked at my. Text, yeah.
So it might be a Gemini like me.
I think we're trying to avoid that.
It might be a Gemini.
Don't like anything two-faced.
No, I'm not two-faced. I'm just
Gemini.
Multitasking.
Twins, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
To celebrate, she said, changing the subject, to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, the Band of the Grenadier Guards will join the prestigious lineup on Saturday the 14th of July. The Band of the Grenadier Guards has been filling the streets of London with music and colour for over three centuries. And this year they bring their truly historic sounds and sights to Leeds Castle in Kent. The band will be marching down Leeds Castle Fairfax Hall in full guard regalia to their famous Grenadier Guard Band marches, which will provide a wonderful spectacle. And every year at the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, there's a charitable collection which is taken up. And this year's chosen charity is the ABF, which is the Soldiers Charity, who are the Army's national charity. So that's the Army Benevolent Fund, which was established in 1944. And that's to ensure that the hardships endured by soldiers in the aftermath of 1914 to 1918 were never repeated. Their aim is to provide a lifetime of support to soldiers, veterans and their immediate families from every conflict, helping countless people from the Army family. Tickets are currently available until the 30th of April, it says here, but I'm sure they're still available.
Mm-hmm, they are.
Rates of £40 for picnic style or £50 for reserve seating in front of the stage. So go to leedscastleconcert.co.uk and they say thank you to Breachers for once again headline sponsoring them at the Leeds Castle Classical Concert. Breachers, of course, regulars on the Business Bunker.
Absolutely, yep. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at the Business Diaries. They say, yes, please, could we have a Business Bunker shout-out? We've got a lovely lineup at the Business Diaries on this Thursday, and the speakers are Pete Bresser, Victoria Smith-Gillard, Philip Hansen and Amy McManus and Sue Hainsby, all sharing stories on the theme, the best advice that they've ever got. Tickets are available via Eventbrite and... It's you can find out all about it by looking at their pinned tweet. So follow them, The Biz, B-I-Z, The Biz Diaries. It happens to take place at the Innovation Centre at Medway, up there at Rochester. It's on Thursday evening, this Thursday, and there are drinks and nibbles available too. And I will be there because I love it. It's one of my favourite networking things, and I love going there. So what have you got?
Right. Women in Business have a networking lunch. It's on the 13th of June at Crown Lodge near Ashford. It's chaired by Emma Lydiard. The speaker is Kubi Springer of She Builds Brands and Jill Monk of All Health Matters. To book, please go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Fantastic. We've also had a tweet from WIB Medway and North. That's Women in Business. And they say, can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker, please, for the monthly Women in Business meeting? It's tomorrow night, Wednesday the 6th of June, that's manana, at 6:45 at the Education Centre, Wisdom Hospital, Rochester. If you'd like to come along, all you have to do is register on Eventbrite and it's free of charge. You can follow them on WIB, W-I-B, WIB Medway.
Start social media in a box. There's a strategy workshop, a planner and a video. Or videos, it says.
It's really good.
It's £149. It's reduced now to £99. Are you looking to increase your success with social media activities? Would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organised over the next year with content ideas, campaigns and engagement? Yes, I hear you cry.
Oh, yes, please, Jules.
Yes, please. Start Social is a ZC, Zoe Cairns product. There's everything you need in order to get started or grow your existing social media knowledge. You can go to zcsocialmedia.com for more details, or indeed look on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
I want to tell you about the Association of Residential Marketing Agents. Oh. They've announced the shortlist finalists in the ARMA ACE Awards. The awards celebrate excellence and exceptional achievement by the UK's leading residential managing agents, partners and suppliers, and the work of their people in improving the lives of thousands of leaseholders across the country. Jennings and Barrett, one of the leading block and estate management companies in Kent and South East London, and newly ARMA accredited, was announced as a shortlisted entry into the Corporate Social Responsibility Firm of the Year category, following a rigorous judging process by a panel of independent judges. And the winners will be revealed at an awards dinner on Friday, the 6th of July, in the stunning surroundings of Tobacco Dock, London E1. The event will provide a fun-packed evening full of live music, fine dining and exciting entertainment. The awards are open to ARMA members, partners, associates and external suppliers to ARMA members and includes several categories not covered by other awards. If you want to find out more about it, go to the website, which is awards.arma.org.uk/dinner. That's awards.arma.org.uk/dinner.
Celebrate the great get-together on Sunday the 24th of June at the Westgate Hall in the heart of Canterbury City Centre. The aim of the event is to bring together the fantastic mix. Oh, I think this is from the lovely Paul Babra. Yes, it is. Together the fantastic mix of people from around the world who make up the great Canterbury City. Westgate Hall is hosting this year's event under the Great Get Together banner in conjunction with Canterbury Curry Club. It's coordinated along with a mass of local organisations, including the Canterbury Society, the Ethnic Minority, Independent Council, Canterbury Residents Associations, schools, Ghost Tour and host of others. Westgate Hall will be the place to get together to share food, music, songs, and generally hang out with people from around Canterbury. There'll be tables where you can bring your own food to eat or share with everyone else, and maybe you can share their culinary delights too. There'll be musical performances and fun things for kids. Weather permitting, we'll be setting a street party outside the hall. The event runs from midday until 3 p.m. So turn up whenever you like, make new friends and join in the fun. It's entirely free, and your support and donations are essential to help make this community lunch a success for 2018. And the closing date to send us your logo is Monday the 7th of May, but I think there is still time because I've sent my logo just recently. So it's Sunday the 24th of June, 12 to 3 p.m, Westgate Hall in Canterbury. And that's from the fabulous Paul Babra. You can find him on paulbabra@yahoo.co.uk on email, paulbabra@yahoo.co.uk, or get in touch with me or Vanilla Webb to find out more.
Fantastic, thank you. The lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent has tweeted, I would love to donate a really loud Business Bunker shout out, please. And I'd like to donate it to my exceptional, and that's in big capital letters, home care team in Ashford for the wonderful testimonial received. We will be forever, this is the testimonial, we will be forever grateful for their support, kindness and dedication to our mum. Thank you, #dementia. So that's Kim and her fantastic team of carers and supporters based here in Ashford. And you can follow Kim and her team on Care in Kent. And there's a big Business Bunker shout out for all you guys. Thank you.
I haven't got anything else, but
I got loads of tweets. I've got loads of emails too.
Well, I just got through them because I'm quite diligent.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Angel Affordable.
Hello.
No, Angle Affordable, sorry.
Always get that mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. Angle Studios have released a new affordable website service. This will give small businesses or those with a smaller budget the chance to create a high-quality website with the full support of our web agency, starting from just £35 per month. So cool. Have a look at that. ASI underscore accessories. Hi, Paul. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? We're a washroom suppliers company just launched and our website would love a shout out. There's 10% off with the code TAKE10 over the next 2 weeks too, please. We have fitted Fruitworks. Have you?
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Fitted?
Fitted.
So
they put a washroom
in.
Yeah. They put one of our washrooms in.
Oh.
Oh, well, there you go.
How many washroom rooms have you got then?
Four.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have to come and take a photo of them.
Yeah, you haven't taken a photo of any of our toilets,
no.
Have you?
I went in when it was first opened and helped myself some fruit.
Yeah.
While nobody was looking.
Did you indeed?
Yeah.
We've had the EBS Butler School. EBS Butler School have asked for a shout out.
What are they saying?
Our next course commences on the 11th of June. The EBS MSA 1 week private yacht chalet butler course. Discover it at exclusivebutlerschool.com/courses.
You see, that was what I was telling Matt and Lawrence about, the Exclusive Butler School. I've let you read that twice because I read it earlier, but as I love them.
Did you?
That's just a little.
You've been FIFOing again,
yeah,
haven't you?
I have.
You've been reading from the top of the queue.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Whereas I read from the bottom of the queue.
Yeah.
And then we meet in the middle sometimes. Did you read out the one for Homestead Tunbridge Wells as well?
I haven't seen that one, no.
Homestead underscore TW. Great show so far, Vanilla Webber. It's not long to go now. And Jules Sirkin, yeah, we have to put up with her.
Yeah.
Please, can you shout out free dementia and Alzheimer's workshop in Sevenoaks on Wednesday the 20th of June at the Weald Heights Care Home. Booking is essential and attendees will learn useful information about the disease. Thank you. So let me see what we've got here.
And don't forget Agilis Mobile.
No, you can do that in a second. They haven't got any booking link here. It's on the 20th of June at the Weald Heights Care Home. You do need to book, and it's supported by Care and Warner's solicitors. So the best thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter, homeinstead_TW.
And Agilis Mobile say, have a fabulous show. We'll be listening in, and they are a business-focused, independent network. And you love them, don't you?
Agilis are the official mobile phone supplier and partner for the Business Bunker show. We have an Agilis Anywhere SIM and business class voice mail service. So basically, they offer lots of services, but the one that we use here on the Business Bunker is their Agilis Anywhere SIM. And it's a SIM card, a mobile phone SIM card that uses whatever network's available.
That's great.
So whatever network's got the strongest signal, it will lock onto that, and you can use it like that. It's a fixed price, unlimited calls, unlimited data for a fixed price, and you also have business class voicemail services. So what you can do is have a different message for whoever phones you.
Very, very good idea. Yeah. Very clever.
So if you phone me, it says, I'm sorry, Paul is no longer taking calls from you and has gone to live on Mars and will not be talking to you ever again. Thank you, bye.
It would be a relief.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you talk about the Construction Expo? Have you mentioned that?
No, I haven't mentioned it.
Okay, so the Business Bunker show will actually be at the Construction Expo Southeast. It's the Construction Expo Southeast in Sussex at the South of England Event Centre. You can find details. It's on the 13th of September, and you can find all details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Yeah. Oh, Nurse Liz has been on.
I know. Well, she listened to the Superior Scoff Quad Show.
I thought she would have done, but she dropped me a little tweet as well with a little bit of Business Bunker vanilla web.
And she's moved house.
Yeah.
She's now in somewhere beginning with P. Is it Pennsylvania? 65000. They're too young to know that even.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just lost on them.
She has moved to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know where in Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't know Pennsylvania at all. Listen, Venom Tech.
I lived in Pennsylvania once.
Did you?
In Pittsburgh.
Everywhere.
No, in Pittsburgh. Guess what the address of my house was in Pittsburgh?
Pennsylvania 69.
No.
I
was,
don't know. Number one.
I lived in a place called Chatham.
Really?
And I lived in Rochester Heights.
No.
Yeah, Rochester Heights, Chatham.
How bizarre.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
It's very strange, isn't it, all these English names that go out there.
That was in the early 70s. In the late 70s, I lived in Connecticut for a little while, and I lived in Windsor.
Did you?
Yeah, right next to Manchester.
Was this when you were with
Via Ipswich.
Goldman or Sachs and things?
No, I worked for a nuclear engineering company then called Combustion Engineering.
See, because he's so old, he's just fitted so much in.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah. We had a data centre in Windsor Locks, big IBM.
Did you love it out there?
Data centre. Yeah, it was okay.
The strangest thing I ever had was when I was in Savannah down south and we had this meal and there was this big lump of white stuff on the side of the plate.
That'd be snow.
And and I thought it was a dumpling. And my husband said, what is that? And the guy said, that's fat. That's fat. Because they just love fat, don't they? It's ribs and everybody's quite large.
Yeah.
But that's fat.
Yeah.
And we went,
You don't have grits and hominy for breakfast then?
No, we did have grits. We
did
had,
you?
Grits
and hominy for breakfast. Yeah.
I'm not sure about hominy. We had shrimp and grits.
Yeah.
Shrimp and grits.
Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Supply My Business have been on. Hello, Business Bunker. Jules Serkin, Vanilla Web. Welcome back, Jules. Can we please have a shout out for our exhibition stand at the Kent B2B at Ashford this Thursday? That's at the International Hotel in Ashford. And they're doing that in conjunction with Luxeye Consulting and Gemma Fairclough Hayes of Orchard Employment Law. Come and meet us for some great show offers. Many thanks. Come and meet us on person on stand 20 and 21. And do you know what? We've reached the end of the show.
Do you know, I'm so glad because I'm starving because normally I'd have had, a bit of paella by now and something on the beach.
We've reached the end of the show. I couldn't even play my boy George jingle because we've run out of time.
Gosh.
I want to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, Oasis Limited, and our two fabulous guests, Mr. Lawrence Connor of Brelay Travel. Thank you so much, Lawrence. And the fabulous Mr. Matt Parkinson of Ventures IT and Voo Servers. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being fabulous guests. We'll be back next week. This Friday, listen to the Business Bunker Extra Show on this very channel, presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders. Her co-host is Molly Wright, and her guest is Barry Thompson of Me Now. So do tune in for that on Friday at 11 o'clock. We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. Have a fabulous week, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.